is Poland calling. This is Warsaw calling. This is the Warsaw Broadcasting Station of the Polskie Radio. We have changed the hours of some of our broadcasts and draw particular attention to the new time given in Central European summertime. Broadcasts in English are now at 10:15 a.m. and at 10:30 p.m. Broadcasts in Polish are now at 10:45 and 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. As also at 2:30 and 2:45 p.m. for the Western Territories and the Eastern Territories of the Republic of Poland on alternate days. The hours of other broadcasts remain unchanged. The broadcasting station, the Polish Home Army, will in theatre have its first broadcast in the morning between 9:45 and 9:50 a.m. to 10:10 a.m. with other broadcasts at the same time as before. Both stations broadcast on a 32.8 meter wave, equal to 91.26 kilocycles, and on the 52.2 meter wave, equal to 57.50 kilocycles. This is Warsaw calling. The situation on the Warsaw front on August the 23rd was as follows. The detachments of the Home Army passed to the offensive in many parts of the city, capturing several important German positions. In the lower Mokotów district, our forces occupied Zelda. In central Warsaw, our forces stormed the police headquarters on Krakowski Podniestrze, the crystal restaurant on the corner of Dachka Street and Sikorsky Avenue, and the telephone station building on Kiyosov Street. Prisoners were taken, including several civilian Nazi dignitaries. The enemy attacked from Leszno and Luga Street towards Gdańska and Malewski Street. The battle surge at Luga Street was held by our authorities in spite of the sharp rains, concentrated fire and cyber tanks, which struck about 80 shells at the barricade, and an infantry attack supporting this action. The old quarter continued under the heavy fire of artillery, bombs, and mines. The enemy continues to set fire to dwelling houses. Of all our achievements during the past day, the most important was the taking of the complex of buildings occupied by the police headquarters. The object of this offensive was to forestall a German attack prepared probably to break through some new routes to the central district. Action began at 4 a.m. with heavy machine gun fire. Shatters, then planted mines, which opened up an entrance through the wall. In this action, some female specialists also took part and showed great courage. The enemy tried to relieve the German garrison in the building using tanks and infantry, but were repulsed. And the Germans in the police headquarters capitulated this morning just before noon. This is Warsaw calling. Warsaw calling. Warsaw calling all the three nations. In the fighting now taking place on Polish soil, the Polish Home Army is using every available means to support the action of the Soviet forces. So doing, the Home Army is carrying out the decision of the Polish government and is also loyally obeying the orders of its superior authorities in London. During the fighting in the Kielce region, Polish Home Army detachment took part in the fighting as the vanguard of the Soviet forces advancing towards a Soviet Kielce. Polish Home Army forces fought shoulder to shoulder with the Russians and Polish forces, Bavaria, Dmanchuk, Katyusha, and other localities. Detachment of the 74th Infantry Regiment. In every engagement, the Germans inflicted heavy losses on the enemy, hastened his retreat, and captured arms and ammunition. Railway tracks on the Kielce Transylvania and Swedish defensive lines were torn up, with the result that traffic was stopped for 48 hours. This had another desirable result, in that it saved the population from mass evacuation as fast water than the well. The Germans were also active in the Nierkow region, which was occupied by the 6th Infantry Division of the Polish Home Army. Polish forces again collaborated with Soviet formations in the Skip and Katyna districts of the Kielce region. Finally, to the east of Warsaw, just before the outbreak of the Upper
and United Forces, home army forces occupied Narki, Kostelnik, Koga, and part of Zemanka. Liaison with the Soviet command of the sector was established at 20 enemy. And then, on August the 1st to the 4th, the Polish parties fought together with the Russians to lose the Germans between the Stanislavas and the Kadocha region of Warsaw. Up on the 5th, the Soviet detachment was built, with the result that the Polish parties were surrounded by the Germans. But of all the operations put through by the Polish home army, there cannot be the slightest doubt that the uprising in Warsaw had the greatest significance to the Soviet army. The capital of Poland was the junction point of all the railways and roads from north to south and from east to west. The bridges over the Vistula are important links for the main transport to the German forces on the right bank of the Vistula, and they also control the main lines of retreat for the Germans. The uprising has paralyzed Warsaw as an important center of communication. As the purpose of the Wehrmacht has stated, all troop traffic ceased in Warsaw from the first day of fighting, that is, from August the 1st, 5 p.m. All railway traffic on the Warsaw line has likewise stopped. For more than 2 weeks, nothing but tanks have been able to pass along the Poniatowski Bridge and Sikorsky Avenue, the chief east-west artery of the city. Traffic through this artery, as also through the central railway station, have been blocked by several Polish key positions, held strongly by the Poles in spite of the powerful German attack. The detachment defending the coastal railway station has in particular put up a heroic defense. The motor road along the Vistula embankment is under Polish fire, directed from the State Security Printing Works, and the Germans likewise cannot use this road.